Hello, and welcome to another episode of Healing from the Mess with me, Lizzie. On today's episode, I will be talking about my relationship with my father when I was a new teenager. So let's talk about it. So when I was 13, we moved to a new town and started going to a new school. I made a friend very quickly. She was only there for a month before she moved away. And then I was brought into another circle of friends. It wasn't easy living there. I missed my childhood home. I wanted to go back. So it was really difficult to, understand. Excuse you. To fit in, it was hard to, whatever the word is, I can't think of right now, unfortunately, but I was there from the age of 13 to 15, so 7th grade through 9th grade. And I don't remember when it was exactly. I think it was when I was 15. Because I remember writing in my journal about it, but my mom told me that my dad was worried that I was sneaking out of the house and meeting boys and doing things with boys. And that, you know, he is concerned about it because of his sister, because of his niece, because his girlfriend said that I'm probably doing that. Which I had a very tumultuous relationship with my dad's girlfriend at the time. So I believed my mom. And I was like, you know, I went through a lot that year. The summer before I turned 16, I was invited to read a poem. I won a contest. I was invited to read the poem that won the contest in Washington, D.C. I was one of 7 people. And at the time, I was volunteering at animal shelter. I was living with my aunt during the week, and I would be with my dad every other weekend and my mom the rest of the other weekends. And at the time, my dad's girlfriend had like her clothes, like she had her stuff stored in our basement. So there were trash bags of her stuff on top of the pool table. There were totes filled with clothes, you know, lining the stairway, in the storage closet. I mean, it was everywhere. And I was there that one weekend, or it was a Friday, and I was leaving to see my mom. She came pick me up. I got to her house. And the next day, my grandma calls me and asks me if I know where my dad's girlfriend's stuff was. And I go, of course I do. It's in the basement, where it has been this whole time. They accused me of throwing stuff away, of stealing things. And my dad confronted me about it, and I told him flat out, I said, I don't care if you don't believe me. God and I both know I didn't do it, so it's whatever. Anyway, he told his girlfriend that he believed me. And she was mad about it, and after that, I moved in with my mom. So, let's fast forward to, oh no, so in my journal, I wrote, like, my dad thinks I'm a slut, I don't understand why you think of me. If you would just ask me, I would tell him. So, fast forward to yesterday, I texted my dad, and I was like, hey, I have a question. When we were living in the town we were living in, and I was 13 to 15 years old, were you concerned about me sneaking out, or did someone else point out their concerns to you, and if so, who? And he calls me an hour later, And he goes, I never had concerns of you sneaking out. I mean, you weren't somebody to go out and hang out with people. You were a loner. You had your friends, but you weren't going to just go with the crowd. And he said, you were so innocent back then. And the way he said it was so different than when my mom would say it. Like, my dad wasn't like, I miss when you were that young. It was a, I knew that you weren't doing those things because it wasn't who you were. And after we hung up, I realized that she lied to me. She told me my dad thought that of me. She told me that he talked to her about it. She told me that he didn't trust me, that he thought so low of me. She did that to cause a rift in our relationship. And she did for many years. My dad and I didn't really get close until after he married his now wife, who I love and adore, who is the mother of two other children. And things have gotten really better with us over the past 14 years. We've really connected and we've grown, and there's been this enormous amount of trust. I mean, my dad has never lied to me. If I asked him something, he's always told me the truth, and backed it up with facts. So we've had a very complicated relationship because of my mom. And I didn't realize that until yesterday. And I was so angry that I almost called her. First instinct was to drive down there and punch her in her face. That wouldn't solve anything except make me feel better for 2 seconds. I wanted to call her and scream at her. What was the point? There's no point. I might as well just stay away and process this, because she knows what she did. I didn't. It breaks my heart. The underneath all the anger is pain, and there's this feeling of betrayal. She set me up so that I could only trust her. That nobody else would be trusted, and I should never trust any man. And I didn't trust men for a long time. Even my husband, took me a year of us dating for me to trust him completely. Even when he messed up, even when he did something to hurt me, we would talk about it and it would change. He always would acknowledge it and he would change it. So I learned to trust him. I learned how to do that. She never wanted me to trust anyone except for her. And it brings me back to, what else has she lied about? Because now I wonder, really, did she ever talk to my first boyfriend? Did she ever talk to him about me moving? Did she ever tell him that it wasn't going to happen? Or did she just tell me she talked to him and told him to wait for me so that I didn't leave? Because she wanted control. She didn't want me to move out of state with her grandchild. She wanted me to stay here, in her care, in her home, in her control. She is a monster. I actually wrote her text to myself. I texted it to myself, but calling her manipulative, controlling, selfish bitch. And that I was done with her, and she is never allowed to contact me or my children ever again. Because someone who can do that to their own child and cause a rift in a relationship like that could do it to their grandkids. And it's not going to happen here. I'm not going to let that happen. I will do whatever I can to protect my children and myself from her. I'm done. There's no going back after this. I mean, it's bad enough that I figured out that my gut and stomach issues were because of her, and now they're gone. But to know that she purposely destroyed my relationship with my father for my teenage years, that's something completely different. So it's done. It's never going to happen. She made her bed. She made her choices. And now she must live with them. So there you have it. I hope you will join me next week for another episode of Healing from the Mess with me, Lizzie.